This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled.
Welcome to Reinvention Radio.
Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. I'm your host, Steve Ulsher. We got a really interesting crew today. We got Richard Tay in the house. What's up, Richie Rich?
What's going on?
We got Morgana Ray. Yay. Sticking around, joining us for the rant here.
Holding down the double X chromosomes.
I know, representing the ladies. And we got Polly Paul hanging out. What's up, brother man?
Hey, hey.
Hey, all right. So this is, we cover a lot of ground here on the rant. Occasionally we cover political stuff. Occasionally we cover things that happen in our lives. And occasionally we just cover things that we find interesting in one way or another. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going
to
go get a box.
I can't
box
wait
of,
to see what comes out of your mouth.
Dude,
here
I'm going to get my box of Kleenex here for not that reason, but for the reason of...
Are
like,
these happy
are,
tissues or sad tissues?
These are sad tissues. These are like sad happy tissues. This will be the... This will be the softer, gentler side of Steve Ulsher. Did you catch wind of what's going on with the with that 14-year-old girl in Wisconsin? Ringing a bell yet?
No.
Okay.
Should we go get the tissues?
You might want the tissues here. This does two things. It restores faith in humanity, and of course, love those things when things like that happen. But it also just breaks my heart. And with Morgana here in the last show, if you haven't checked out Reinventing Money, check that out as we talked about money and love and so on. And what money can buy, what love obviously can't buy, but what it means sort of in the scheme of life as a whole. And this is just one of those things where you go home and you hug those you're closest to. I'll just read it to you. And I'll do the best I can here. So Appleton, Wisconsin, they came from California, Florida, Indiana, and points in between. A YouTube star made a surprise appearance. Members of a favorite boy band poured their hearts out in a video message, and flowers arrived from around the world. All for a 14-year-old girl from Appleton, Wisconsin, they had never met. Her name is Jerrica Bolin, and Jerrica has spinal muscular atrophy type 2. The disease destroys nerve cells in the brainstem and the spinal cord that control voluntary muscle activity, and a lack of movement causes the muscles to waste away. Jerrica has never walked. And she said her pain is a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 on her best days. She can speak and has some movement of her hands, but the disease and the pain are only going to get worse. Earlier this summer, with the support of her ever-dedicated mother, Jen, she decided that while she can still make her desires known, she will be put in hospice care, unhook her ventilator, and die. But first, she wanted her last wish, a prom, dubbed, quote, Jay's Last Dance, unquote. She took to the dance floor Friday night as a steady stream of well-wishers flooded into the Grand Meridian Ballroom in Appleton to say goodbye to a girl whose attitude in the face of heartbreaking misery has been inspirational. As she soaked in Friday's hoopla, her hair dyed a shiny blue and wearing sparkling lipstick to complement her gorgeous greenish-blue gown, Jerrica said she was thankful but a bit perplexed as to why people have been so deeply moved by her story, which was first reported by the Post-Crescent in Appleton, Wisconsin. "It's awesome," she said, "of Friday's party. It's fun. It's a lot of people, and they look up to me. It's kind of scary because I don't know what they're looking up to me for." The evening was momentous from the second Jerrica emerged from the house. Police and firefighters gathered at the curb and applauded as she maneuvered her powered wheelchair to the red carpet and a 28-seat Ford Excursion limousine. Jerrica and friends and family were given an escort fit for presidents, with a motorcade of 17 squad cars and a fire truck, all with lights flashing and sirens sounding. Appleton Police Chief Todd Thomas stepped into the house to offer his best wishes before Jerrica set off. "We're just blessed to be able to help out," Thomas said. "It's an honor for us, and what an amazing young lady. She makes you appreciate what you have. She makes you think about using your time wisely. She's making an impact." Pain medications from over the years have taken their toll on Jerrica, and the prognosis is that her body will soon lose the little function that it has. She told her mother that it is time to die. But first year, they agreed there would be one more summer. And Jerrica, a tech-savvy teen with a punk attitude and a love of alternative music, had a final wish, a special prom, a dance party for friends and family to dress in their fancy clothes and celebrate one more time. The family established a GoFundMe page to raise $25,000 to pay for the prom and to offset expenses in Jerrica's final days. The fund had stalled at $7,000 until a story, video, and photos about Jerrica from USA Today Network in Wisconsin drew attention around the world more than a week ago, and the fund has now surpassed $33,000. When Jerrica is placed in hospice care in late August, she'll go without the ventilator that assists her breathing for 12 hours a day. She says, quote, "She's at peace with her decision, but worries about leaving her mom behind to grieve." So Jerrica's first dance on Friday went to her mother, Martina McBride's, in my daughter's eyes. Her mom leaned in and said, "I hope this is the best night of your life." 1,000 people showed up for her. Wow. 1,000 people showed up for her. Some drove, like, over 30. People came from California. They drove.
Thousands of miles.
For someone that they had never met and someone who they found to be an inspiration. Wow. Simply because here she is worrying about her mom.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just one of those things where you just look at where you are in life and you compare the issues that you have. And I say that with air quotes, the issues that you have. And it just makes you really realize that, you know, no matter how bad things can be in our lives, we'll never know, most of us, the majority of us will never know the type of pain and how do you even call that a life? I mean, really. It's like the things we take for granted. The things we take for granted.
And the love and compassion that she inspired in others, it reminds me of that Anne Frank quote, "I still believe."
What was that one? I don't remember.
I'm going to model it here, mangle it, mm-hmm. but something, "I still believe that people are good."
Mm-hmm.
Where we have like so much vitriol going on and so much violence, and sometimes it feels really dark with what's going on.
Yeah.
And yet people, when they can identify with somebody else in any way, are fundamentally good.
Yeah. And that begs the question. I mean, we're sitting here in the middle of just such chaos, really, in so many ways. How do we get people to tap into that? When you know that they can.
When you make them watch Obama videos?
Right? I don't know. And you've got a little girl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing is just kind of don't tap into mainstream news because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not trying to make a joke here, but somewhere around 6,999,700,300 didn't get shot today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good going on too, but it just doesn't make the news the same, and that's sad.
Yeah.
So it's good to see this or hear this one.
Yeah.
Unfortunate for her, but.
It is. And it just, I mean, God, 14 years living in pain every single day and making the decision that not only does she not want to suffer anymore, but I think it's pretty clear that a good chunk of this was because she doesn't want her mom to have to continually, I mean, can you imagine having to care for someone who is that incapacitated? They cannot care for themselves in any way, shape, or form. And all she could think about throughout that entire evening was her mom. And all she could think about is, why, you know, why am I a hero? Why are people turning out for me? People who don't know me, why are they coming? Why are they here? And I guess it really does beg the question of, why is a person like that a hero in so many people's eyes? You know? And I don't know the answer, but I know, to your point, Morgana, that people are inherently good. And when given the choices between doing something that is selfless or selfish, more often than not, people will choose the path of being selfless. And they'll take care of others when others need to be taken care of. So perhaps the way to think about this, and I know this is a bit different than what we usually do here on the rant and on the show in general, but perhaps this is an opportunity for you to think about where maybe you could use some help. And maybe just simply by raising your hand and being vulnerable and being willing to share your story with those who may not know you, you may never know what can come about of being willing to be vulnerable and being willing to share of yourself in ways that perhaps you've never been comfortable doing so. So God bless, and we certainly wish her the best here on Reinvention Radio. We'll talk to you guys soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.